You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. Let's see how much good we can do in 15 minutes. Lord God, we praise you. All good comes from you, and all good will come as a result of prayer. Lord, we magnify you in your holy name here today. We ask for your blessings on all that we do, all that we say. Lord, we come to you with open and hungry hearts and open ears today. Speak to us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are in Acts chapter 9. We've left off in our study of Acts. It's been going on for quite some time now. Still going on because I alternate what you hear here from some of the sermons I preach at Island Community Church to our ongoing study in the book of Acts. I got one quick minute for a new update. You're here in a series I preached 3 years ago now here at the radio and taught at Island Community Church. Matter of fact, I'm teaching it now at Island Community Church, preaching it from the pulpit on Sunday mornings. And so you're hearing a combination on this program of some of the behind-the-microphone radio broadcasts I recorded and some of the Sunday sermons. We're pretty close to being at the same place. I just preached the conversion of Paul last week. We're looking here. We're just a little bit ahead of that on the radio, and I might have skipped that. So you're going to be hearing that sermon coming up soon. And that is Paul on the road to Damascus as he runs face to face into the Lord Jesus Christ. Here on the radio, here starting today, we're looking at this radio broadcast today is entitled Peter Raises the Dead. That's what we're looking at. Acts here in these first couple chapters, we're switching back and forth between the ministry of Peter and the ministry of Paul. Ultimately, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. We left off here looking at Paul's conversion. Let's see, where can we pick it up at? Let's pick it up here in verse 31. Then. All right, now Paul was being rejected everywhere he went once he was a believer. Let's pick it up in verse 26. Now when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples. But they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. And he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Hellenists. Hellenists, that's the English word for Greeks. But they attempted to kill him. When the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. Verse 31. Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. And there you have it from the last couple studies and here. The conversion of one Saul of Tarsus. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we haven't heard his name in a while. Let's see what's going on with Peter. Let's pick it up, verse 32. Now it came to pass, as Peter passed through all quarters, that he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had kept his bed for 8 years. I'm reading between two translations. Let me go back to my New King James here. There was a certain man named Aeneas who had been bedridden for 8 years, and he was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. And that's something my mother told me all the time. Get up and make your bed. Then he arose immediately. So all who dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. All true biblical healing was accomplished immediately. There's only one time I can think of in the New Testament when Jesus laid hands on someone and then he said, I see men like trees. And then he laid hands on him again. That's the only instance I can see people were healed instantly, either by the Lord or by his apostles. Now, verse 35, all that dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Now, this is what all signs are designed to do. Every spiritual gift, all signs, everything is designed to show the way, to point the way to God. Everything is done so that you would know Jesus Christ is Lord. Everything, whether it's the legitimate gift of tongues, a word of prophecy, knowledge, hospitality, everything is done to magnify the name of the Lord. This is the reason. Actually, too, we read in Ephesians 4, until we all come to the unity of the faith as well. Now, there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is named Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and almsgiving, which she did. Verse 37. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Verse 39. Then Peter arose and went with them. And when he had come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. This must have seemed so ironic to Peter. I mean, how many times did he and his fishing buddies, James and John, accompany the Lord on the very same missions? Remember, they'd laugh at him when Jesus would say, this person's not dead, they're only sleeping. And they laughed at him to scorn. And then he ran everyone out of the room that didn't have faith, like he does, because he just can't be near people that don't have any faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, Peter here in verse 40 does the same thing the Lord did. Peter put them all out, verse 40. Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. So it was that he stayed many days in Joppa with Simon, a tanner. Certainly no doubt that Peter was well acquainted with miracles, wasn't he? Back in Luke chapter 5, verses 3 through 6, was the master's power and attraction. Remember, Peter said, away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. That is when they launched out and caught all his fish. When Peter said, don't waste your time, this is not a time to go fishing. Also, when Peter's mother-in-law was healed, Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 31. Look at all these miracles that Peter was involved in. The third one was Peter walked on the water, Matthew 14, 28 through 31. The next one, Matthew 17, 24, was the temple tax coin. Remember when the Lord sent him out to the ocean there, he says, throw in your hook and the very first fish that you catch, open his mouth, pull out the coin, and with that coin, you can pay your tax and mine. What would happen? What would happen to you if that ever happened? Can you imagine that? If the Lord was around here today and you were an unbeliever and he says, take your fishing line, you just got at Walmart, and go down here to the Banana River and throw your hook in without any worm on it. And you're going to pull out, let's pick a valuable coin, you're going to pull out a 1909 VDB penny, which is probably worth about $500,000. So you take that penny, pay off your house and your mother's house and your grandmother's house. What would you do? Can you imagine that? Miracles, incredible miracles Peter was involved in. John 18, verse 10, Malchus's ear was restored when Peter got his sword and he swiped off the ear. And then the Lord attached his ear and healed his ear, put his ear back on him. John chapter 21, verses 11 through 13, another great catch of fish. 153 fish they caught while they were on the shore there, actually while they were out fishing and saw a stranger there on the shore, which was the Lord Jesus, 153 fish. Then Acts chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. This is the seventh miracle now he is involved in, and that is when the angels let him out of prison. Here he is. He's chained to four groups of four soldiers, which I believe is 16 soldiers. The man is locked up behind iron gates, chained to 16 soldiers. An angel comes, looses the chains, knocks everyone out. Everyone's asleep. He gets out of the prison. The iron gates to the city open up, and he gets out of the city. These are all the miracles that Peter was involved in, lest we forget the awesome miracles that God did in and around the Apostle Peter as well. We're not going to see much more of Peter, but we're going to see a lot from him coming up in our next study. As tomorrow, we will go to one of my favorite texts here in Acts. And that is Peter at Cornelius's house. Here in chapter 10, Peter's going to get this vision of the sheep coming down out of heaven. And then the strangers are going to come and invite Peter to their house. And Peter's going to preach Christ here to a certain Gentile, Cornelius, and his house. So that's where we'll pick it up here tomorrow. Again, if you live around here in town, I invite you out to Island here tonight for our Bible study at 6 o'clock. We're in Acts chapter 20, and we'll be back tomorrow right here on WGOD Radio as we pick up chapter 10 in the book of Acts. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And you're ready.